pockets at the end.
Yeah, you guys were always the cool radio station with the, like, fun magazine and everything.
That's right, Discorder.
Delicious we had. Yeah. We always wanted a magazine like that back in the day.
Yeah.
My campus radio roots go deep.
We just actually reformatted the Discorder, so it's now in this new cool zine size, and we're really excited about
fun.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, that was always the cool thing when it came into the station. We're always like, oh man, this is so cool. How do we get this going? And it's really cool that it's all, like, student sponsored and everything.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's really fun. This is Sasha Bellot, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Sexy and Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Hooray, everyone. We are doing really, 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 really well. Congratulations, Canucks out there. And all you fans, I hope you're out there celebrating, because it is an absolutely fantastic start to this bit of the series. I'm quite excited about this chapter so far. And for all of you, welcome to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. Or perhaps you could be one of the podcast listeners listening to this after the show has aired. However you've decided to spend this hour with us, we're really, really glad to have you. And I hope as you think back to where you were when we scored in those last 18.5 seconds of the game, I hope you think it is awesome. And I've got a variety of women with me tonight, because we're going to be chatting about how great it is, because there is a rumor around that Vancouver is a really difficult place to meet people. And sometimes one of the more common things I do here are, where are the men in Vancouver? And I'm going to have to do a counter show with this, about having some men on here about their thoughts about meeting women in Vancouver. And for this, I'm quite excited. So we've got an age range as well, from 20s, 30s, and 40s. So I'm very excited about that. So ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Excited to be here. I'm so excited about the game.
I'm very excited too. I think it's really fantastic. It's I think it's great. We haven't had this happen since 1994, so it's lovely. I love the fact it's in Vancouver, and it's great. I love when things happen that are good like this.
It's so exciting for the city.
It really is. And it's good. I love the fact that our mayor's actually got these big screens up so everybody can see the game regardless wherever they are.
Yes, it's wonderful.
It is. I know on our way out here, we all took the public limousine, and with that, it was packed. It was jam-packed. I felt like we were in Japan, where we were just all stuck in there like sardines. But it was really great, because everybody was in a really good mood. So I think that's one of those big things. So for all of you listeners out there who are listening to Sexy in Van City on 101.9 FM on CITR, I want you to realize that this is a really ideal time for all those who think that Vancouverites are not friendly, that this is a really good time to go and meet someone.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, me too. I think so, because people are celebrating. There's a lot to talk about, because usually one of the number one rules of dating is the fact that you want to make sure that you have conversations and it's what to say, so you don't have that monologue going through your head, oh my goodness, what am I going to say? Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So rule number one, there's a lot to say about the Canucks. There's a lot to celebrate, even unless you're a Boston Bruins fan, then perhaps not quite so much.
And definitely know the Canucks, Vancouver Canucks, not Vancouver Blackhawks or something.
Or the Oilers.
Or the Oilers, Vancouver Oilers, which I might do.
Or the San Jose Canucks or something like that. No, I agree. You definitely know it. And as well as that, as you're going out and about, just being safe. So especially if you're going out to the bar to go and check out drinks, That was a little bit of a slip there.
Have you had one?
Not yet. That might be the issue. No. But seriously, with that, just making sure that you practice some safety rules 101, because even though it's a great time, there's a lot of celebration, it's a really good time because people just want to come out and chat. There's number one, it's a really good way to make eye contact with a lot of people. Two, making sure your body language is open. But three, making sure you're going with friends. And Definitely. Even if you're going by yourself to the bar, that you actually connect with staff or someone, so someone knows that you're there. And guys, this goes for you too. This isn't just a gal thing. This is a guy and a girl thing. And as you get to meet people, perhaps they might want to buy a pitcher of beer. Perhaps they want to buy you a drink or many drinks. Making sure, A, that you are going with them when they're getting the drink and that they're not handling it, that you're actually getting it directly. So in terms of just being cautious, because you never know in terms of things like GHB, and just being safe and other date rape drugs. So
it's I have heard about not during the season, but I do know people that have been that have had the date rape drugs. Drug. So you know you have to be so careful. I usually cover my drink actually if it's an open glass.
I think that's a smart thing to do. You have to be really really careful. And if there is somewhere where you're dancing afterwards, or you're even if there isn't dancing and you're just celebrating and dancing around, do not leave your drink unattended. It's just not a safe thing. Mm-hmm. Also, it is good if you connect with other people there and they can wingman for you. So then that way you don't end up going home with somebody that you may not have wanted to go home with, perhaps. Mm-hmm. If you were of a sound mind, perhaps is probably the best way to describe that. And Dixie, you had mentioned something, and I apologize, ladies. I have not introduced you to our audience. Everybody out there, I'm a very, very bad host. And for that, I have Cindy Washington here. The one who you've heard the most from so far is Dixie Benson. And I've also got Amanda Rader. So we've got our 20s, 30s, and 40s represented in this studio. So It's really important, and one of the things Dixie was mentioning in our pre-show chat, which I realize is really important, and even though we've been fairly cognizant of this in terms of our government, where they've actually passed locally, that they've lowered the drinking and driving, how much you can actually consume. It's even more important, especially when you're getting to know people, to be really careful who you're getting in the car with, let alone because you don't know what their personal history is.
For sure. And maybe just to know how much they've had to drink.
Yes.
Because you don't want to get stuck in a situation where you're driving with someone who's had 10 beer. Usually you could tell if they've had 10 beer, but, you know, 4 or 5, maybe not.
That's true, especially if it's somebody, depending on their size and how well they handle the alcohol.
Yeah.
Because it's really important to be safe.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. With that being safety is really, really important. So the other thing, too, to decide is, are you going to share? Because sometimes one of the most common things where it's like, hi, how's it going? How about those Canucks? Having that wonderful conversation going back and forth. And then after that, it's like, what are you going to do? Are you going to give them your number? Are you going to give them your Facebook? Are you going to give them your Twitter? What kind of information are you going to exchange? So with that, hopefully if you're with friends and stuff and you get a good vibe with somebody, that if you choose with Facebook, just make sure that your privacy settings are high and you have them on a specific list. So they may not be able to have access to writing on your wall. Mm-hmm. May not have access to some of your personal information that you may want to share with some of your friends. So just being really careful until you get to know somebody fairly well. So that thing's important. If you are meeting people because of the fact, for those of you who are delving into the online dating world, that it is really important to be careful at all times, regardless whether it's Canuck time or not. It is a great time for people, because that's a really great date idea, to go and check out a Canuck where you could go as a group, where it can be very safe. Mm-hmm. So it's a good group thing to do. It's also good for those of you who are in relationships, which can be fun. But in regards to the online dating thing, Dixie, you were mentioning some things before the show in terms of just being careful where you meet somebody.
Oh, for sure. I did the online dating thing for a while until I met my boyfriend that I have now, and it is going great. But I had to meet quite a few duds before I met him. And I think the first most important thing is, as soon as the red flag goes up and says in your head, you know what?
Run
as fast as you can. go with that.
Okay.
And you need to listen to that, and you don't need to figure it out why or any of those things. Just there's a reason the red flags are going off, so you just need to be aware of that and end it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's true. We actually, according to Marco Danilis, who is a life coach and a cognitive therapist as well, Marco actually says there's a lot of studies out there where people receive 97% of their information, 97% from what they see, and 3% from what they hear. And usually as soon as somebody walks in the room, you can kind of tell right away whether or not you like them or not. And usually within the first 2 minutes, you've definitely formed an opinion.
Yes.
And that goes for networking as well as for dating. So just trust that. And if something's going off where it doesn't feel right, that's okay. Because with online, unfortunately, you don't have that sense about somebody. You see their photo, and it can be a really good photo. Sometimes they may not be who they appear to be.
Enhanced.
Sometimes.
Well enhanced, yeah.
Because, of course, the bottom line is when we are dating, we are going out there networking, meeting people. I think that we all want to be liked. And as human beings, it's really important for us to find love and respect. And that's something that I think is, as human beings, if you go to, I believe it's the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, in regards to that, that it's really important to get love and respect. It's one of our basic needs in terms of actually self-actualization in regards to self-esteem. And if we don't have that, we don't feel really good about ourselves. So I can understand why people sometimes may lie about certain things, and because they really hopefully want to believe it themselves. I like to think it hopefully
maybe
comes from a good place.
They actually do see themselves that way.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Like somebody may see themselves still as that 18-year-old girl that they were, even though they're 37 years old, and may pop a picture up that looks like they're that.
Yeah.
Or the guy who used to work out a lot and isn't taking steroids anymore.
Yeah.
So those muscles have kind of deflated a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. So those are things that do happen, but he may see himself as Mr. Buff. I'm really strong. I'm athletic, when he does this description of himself on there. Because those 200 words can really impact things.
Yeah. I like to talk, well, when I was dating online, I like to talk to the person on the telephone before I met them. And sort of get a sense, you know, you can kind of get a sense when you're talking to somebody on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You do, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, so I like to do that and just sort of get an idea of what I'm dealing with.
I'm going to add one more thing on that. In regards to that, you can actually, is it star 67 that you can hit?
Yes. Yeah.
So if you get their number, you can call them. We don't have to be ladies about this. We can actually choose to do that. Mm-hmm. There's that way of going about it and just playing super safety. And then the second time, if it feels like it's comfortable, you can give them your number.
Yeah.
You can also frame it in the sense that because of the fact we get 97% of our information from what we see and 3% from what we hear, being really upfront, where it's just like, hey, you know, I don't know you, but perhaps it maybe it's going to be a love match right away, maybe not. And let's get together. Maybe we'll go to a Connect game and let's celebrate.
Yeah.
And don't think of it as a date.
No.
Because if you don't put that context, because you're actually meeting a total stranger for the first time.
And try not to have phone sex on the first phone call.
Yes.
I'm not saying I've ever done that. Yeah.
Tell us about the thing.
I think, Dixie, you were telling us in the pre-show chat, and just that you've had some experiences where people haven't always been honest about who they are.
Yes. Yes, I have. A few months back, before I met my boyfriend, I was talking to this wonderful guy on one of these sites. I won't say which one. I don't think I'm allowed to.
One
of the dating sites. Yeah.
Okay.
And he was too good to be true. He was sweet and caring and respectful, funny. And so we were talking one day on the computer, and he said to me, "What would you think? Would you still like me if I was born differently?" And I'm thinking, born differently? like three testicles. I don't know what. And he sort of backtracked and said, oh, don't worry about it. And I decided, I sort of thought about it. I thought, that's kind of a weird question. And so I went back and I looked over his profile and, you know, he looked a little feminine in the photographs after, like, it could have gone either way, actually. And then I started reading the profile again, and it was, you know, I love fresh flowers. And not that men can't like fresh flowers, because great, I love a man that likes fresh flowers. But it was just, you know, I like fresh flowers and running through fields with bare feet. You know, kind of things that you would associate with a woman maybe liking more, but not necessarily.
It might have been a woman writing the profile.
Yes, for sure.
Like, and for them.
Yeah. So I thought, well, you know what? I'll just go on a date with this guy and see how it goes. Because he seemed really nice. And, you know, I just sort of... The red flags were going off. And I was...
But you still decided to go on a date.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did.
You didn't listen to your gut.
I sure didn't. Okay. No, I sure didn't. So I got my friend to drive me to the date. And I said, I told her the situation. I said, can you stay in the car while I go in and just sort of let me know, does this look like a girl to you? And so she was in the car and she said, yep, there's hips going on and there's, that's a girl. And I think it's great that, I think it took a lot of courage for him to go on this site, and possibly he was in the process of going through a change.
Did you actually go into the restaurant?
I did. Okay. I did. And he definitely had been born with a female genital. Yes, definitely.
Okay, so female.
I don't know.
Male.
I didn't want to bring it up mm-hmm. because I just didn't think it was appropriate, and I knew. So, but anyways, we ended up going out for dinner. My friend ended up coming along, and we ended up going for dinner and having a really great time.
So you had a wingman.
Yeah, I had a wingman. Smart. And it was great because it wasn't awkward. And I thought, you know what? Good for you, man or woman, or good for you for getting out there. And because that would be a tough situation.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I felt a little deceived. And I don't know if that is appropriate in the situation or not.
I think it depends, but perhaps it should have been, because that would have been something that would come up.
Yes.
So I think it would depend on the situation, but
yeah.
In regards to that, I think it's important to let someone know if
yes.
You're trans or not.
Yeah.
And there's ways of going about that, too. So, for example, some people will actually pop stuff in their profile, and that's up to, I think, the individual if they choose to do it, where they can say, for example, that they're trans male to female, trans female
yes.
to male. If and in some cases, if somebody, say, has an STI,
mm-hmm.
or they're HIV positive or hepatitis
right.
C, where they might want to pop that right in their profile, because then people know. Or with herpes, sometimes it's then they don't have to have that awkward, uncomfortable conversation because it's there. They may not choose to put their picture up on their profile immediately, so they may not get as many hits.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, if you put your picture up on your profile, of course that makes it a lot easier to, because we get 97% of information from what we see. So with
yeah.
that, if they can see, it makes a huge, huge difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was an experience I had. And I'm glad that I had it. But he was not the man of my dreams.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I find with that, if you can frame it in a sense where it's like, okay, I haven't met you before. And
yep.
if this doesn't work out and we don't, you know, it doesn't click immediately, and maybe we're not meant to be, but I have a lot of really cool friends.
Yes.
And I've always framed things that way, where it's like, I know a lot of people, and if we meet and we like each other, but there's just no spark, maybe they might know someone who might end up being the right one.
Yes, definitely.
I've actually got a girlfriend who's actually getting married in July, and that was actually the case, where
yeah.
she went out with a friend, it just wasn't the right fit, got along really well, and from there... He introduced her to the man of her dreams. They're having a 400-person wedding in July.
Oh, so I'm quite excited. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. It is nice because you never know where you're going to meet love, and I think that's the important thing, that when you meet someone, sometimes it's like networking, where sometimes we almost go out at it as a hunter, where it's like, I want this, where I've got my criteria list. I want like a blonde haired, blue eyed person, or I want my tall, dark and handsome person. I want my vivacious Jessica Rabbit, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is. And with that, I think it's really important to A, not be married to certain things, but yes, it's important to have criteria where they're based on your value system. That's really
definitely
absolutely important, because your values are what's going to make a difference. But other things that can be changed. So, for example, I had no smoking on there as a deal breaker for me, because mm-hmm. It's not something I really like. But by having that, and for a very long time, I resisted the man who's now my partner. And mm-hmm. it scares me sometimes when I think of how close I came to missing out on love, possibly, because if I'd stuck to that criteria list, which I tried to really hard, and as he keeps telling all our friends, that I finally relented in regards to our relationship, because he was a smoker. And yep. to me, that was something that was not suitable in my life. But people can change. They can stop smoking.
Yeah.
And people do change.
Yeah.
So that's...
And you loved him enough to overlook it.
I love him anyway.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah.
I love him. So he's a very amazing man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is.
Yes. Thank you. And for those of us who are... it's a really good time as well to meet people. Sometimes it can be a little bit challenging, though, if you are meeting and greeting a significant other's
You are sometimes. Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Yes, we are listening to 101.9 FM on CITR, and I love when I kind of do really weird, strange things. We're going to take a really quick short break, and we come back. We're going to talk a little bit about Meet the Parents and how that can make or break during sports season, especially with the Canucks playing. You've been listening to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. We will be right back.
Get yourself over to Guys and Dolls Billiards at 2434 Main Street on Main and Broadway for an extra special vinyl night on June 9th.
This vinyl night will feature music from the godfather of soul, James Brown, as you play pool. And you'll also have the chance to enter a raffle to win a James Brown LP.
You're welcome to bring your own records and get our DJ to play a side of your choice.
The night will start at 8 p.m., and there'll be specials on selected cocktails.
For more information, call 604-879-4433. That's it!
The Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver.
Monday, June 6th, Anthony David with guests, The Ponderosa. Doors are at 8 p.m. and shows at 9:30. Tickets are $22 in advance at the Biltmore Cabaret, High Life, Beat Street, or you can find them online at www.ticketweb.ca. Wednesday, June 15th, it's Grant Hart from Husker Du with John Ure from Big Star and the Poties. Doors are at 8 p.m. Tickets are $13 in advance at Red Cat, Zulu, and the Biltmore. Or you can buy them online at www.ticketweb.ca. Tuesday, June 21st, it's Anne Horse. Doors are at 8 p.m. Tickets are $12 in advance at Zulu or Red Cat. You can find them online as well at www.ticketweb.ca. Wednesday, June 22nd, it's The Bell Rays. Doors are at 8 p.m. Tickets are $15 in advance at Zulu, Red Cat, and the Biltmore off-sales counter. Or you can find them online at www.ticketweb.ca. Monday, June 27th, the Biltmore presents The Donkeys with Dinosaur Feathers and Adelaide. Doors are at 8 p.m. Tickets are $13 in advance at Red Cat, Zulu, and the Biltmore. Or you can find them online at www.ticketweb.ca. Music Waste is back. Running from June 1st to 5th, Vancouver's awesome independent music festival is now in its 17th year. Check out nearly 100 totally awesome local bands at multiple venues that are just walking distance from each other. Or you can see a series of wicked art exhibitions taking place at some independent galleries all across town. And if you're up for a laugh, you can check out some of Vancouver's funniest sketch comedy and improv at various clubs all over the city as well. Make sure you check out www.musicwaste.tumblr.com for more information. By the way, CITR and our magazine Discorder are proud sponsors of Music Waste 2011.
Sexy and Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR.
All that fun stuff.
And we are back in Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. So, if you are just joining us now, we've been talking about networking and Canuck Love 101. And in regards to that, all my lovely Canadians out there and Americans who may be in the city enjoying it, you can listen to this show and check it out, because it's a great time to talk to people in the bar. It's a great time to meet people. And it is a good time as well. Here, so we're going to go over some do's and don'ts in regards to meet the parents. And because that can be scary and challenging. And for those of you who are just joining us now, I have three guests on tonight. We've been talking a lot, if you've been listening to the first half of the show. I've been chatting a lot to Dixie Benson. I'm going to be chatting a little bit now to Amanda Rader and Cindy Washington as well. So, in regards to meet the parents, it can be a really freaky thing where it's like, oh my gosh, are they going to like me? Are they going to hate me? What do I need to talk about? It's that can be really, really strangely nuts. So you have to be really, really, really careful. And I'm not sure if you can pick up the sound in the background or not there, but I've got people chatting in the hall, so we're just going to shut the studio door so it feels a little bit better there. But what I was going to say in regards to that is it's nerve-wracking because you're in a situation where you want them to like you. And at the same time, you want your partner to like you too. So you don't want to stop being who you are, because you want people to accept you as you are. So it can be a little bit challenging. And sometimes when it comes to sporting stuff, it can be a good and a bad. So Amanda, I know you'd had some experience very recently in regards to meet the parents and during sporting season.
Mm-hmm, that's right. My opportunity to meet the parents happened to be during a Canucks game. It was on Easter dinner at his grandmother's house, and I got to meet his uncle and his dad and his sister and his sister's boyfriend and his grandma. So the whole shebang all at once on what I thought would be a nice traditional Easter dinner cooked by grandma. But it turns out I got in the door, and we did get through the handshaking, hello, here's my name routine, and then all of the guys in the room beeline for the television for the Canucks game. And I felt a little bit obliged to follow the guy that I was dating over to the TV. I didn't want to just ditch him, and I didn't really know what to talk about with the ladies there. So we end up in his living room on the couches, and these three guys, his uncle, his dad, and he himself, are just fixated on the television, on the game, and I'm kind of looking around. Do you make conversation? It seems kind of futile to compete with the game.
I think so. The game is a very, very riveting rival, so I apologize for that, because that can be challenging and very awkward, because it is difficult, and especially when you actually walked into the male cave as well, which I think it's a great time to celebrate. But it sounds like in that particular household, you've got the women who are kind of gathering around, very much like the olden days, where you've got the men who are being very silent, as though the hunters in the woods waiting for their prey. So they actually sit there and fixate on the prey, mm-hmm. because if you think about it, what is the prey? They're actually trying to get that puck in the net. So they're just really trying to hit and just watching, therefore everybody else doing it for the hunting. And the women are basically gathering, making the food, dealing with if there's any children there, etc. So they're managing the household. So they're multitasking, doing a lot of different things. So yeah, I can understand how that would feel really, really scary and weird and awkward at the same time. And
it's a total conflict of roles too, as you mentioned that. If my role is there to be as his girlfriend, to hang out with him, that's one thing. But then if the role suddenly becomes to be, like, the woman in the household, to be overcooking the food, etc., like, what tops my priority of roles?
And I think that's a really hard one. Did you end up sitting and watching the rest of the game?
I did. Well, we got interrupted after the first period to go eat dinner, so it really the situation a little bit.
Which is good, but it can be really challenging, and especially with men in television. I know Dr. John Gray, who wrote Men Are for Mars, Women Are for Venus, or more recently, Venus on Fire, Mars on Ice, in regards to that. They've actually done a lot of research that says that men, because men and women in general have really high levels of cortisol in our system, according to Dr. John Gray, in our fast food culture that we live in. It's just so fast-paced. And with that, with men in particular, they've actually done studies that actually watching television actually increases their level of testosterone because they need to fill up again because men do not have enough testosterone, women don't have enough oxytocin. So activities such as the gathering the food, making the turkey dinner, etc., washing the dishes, that actually, interestingly, it actually helps increase oxytocin for the women. But it can be really freaky when it's a group of women that you haven't met before, and especially when you are in the role of the girlfriend as opposed to just you, if it was just you coming over to, say, to Dixie's place or Cindy's place or my place and meeting our families, where it's a bit different. So,
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can definitely.
Yeah, I haven't had an ex-boyfriend. I could have cut my arm off during the hockey game, and he wouldn't have noticed.
That's awful.
Oh yeah.
Yes, there is
so glued to the TV, and that we would watch, you know, previews, and then we'd watch the game. We'd watch the anthem, and then we'd watch the game, and then we'd watch the news about the game, and then we'd watch something else about the news about the game. You know, it's just. And then the next day we'd watch the next game, you know.
And I think with boyfriends like that, it's either if you can't beat them, you join them.
Yes.
Or you choose where this is where I'm going to do my own time while he is married to the TV.
Yeah.
And then he can have his bat cave time and he can replenish his testosterone and he can feel really good. If it's and then you can do things that are really important to you. So whether it be doing, say, volunteer work or something career related that works for you, doing because you do a lot of work in regards to with animals as well.
Yeah.
And you do some great work. So
thank you.
You're welcome. And so that's really important. So you focus on the things that really make you, so it actually fills you up on a personal level.
I definitely think with him in particular, it did mean a lot to him, though, when I would sit down and watch the game with him, because it was something that, you know, he's truly passionate about and loves. So.
And wants to share it with you.
Yeah, for sure. And the excitement,
you know. And I think that's important, too, just to kind of explore that. One of the things that, Amanda, you'd mentioned in our green room before we got on the show was about communication. And communication is absolutely imperative, regardless what stage of the relationship it is.
It's true. It's very true.
And it can be important. So I think in terms of, I'm going to go full circle back to the top of the second half of the show with the meet and greet the parents. One of the big things is knowing what you want to get out of it. So obviously being liked and respected by the family is really important. And it, as hard as it is, because it feels scary, like a job interview sometimes. So just trying to pick three things. So if you can have at least one meaningful conversation during that dinner with somebody. And sometimes it can help just in terms of your listening skills, which Dr. Harville Hendricks has some great stuff in regards to listening, in regards to being able to prompt by repeating some of the words back that somebody has said can be very useful. Like, so if somebody's telling you, like, oh, those Canucks, they're really strange. I don't really like how Kessler is going right now. Oh, you don't really like what Kessler's doing right now? What is it that you don't like about what Kessler's doing? Well, and by actually letting them be able to say what they're going to say, it can help. And when you've got a room full of silence at the men, I think you did the right thing about being silent until you were able to be there and actually intermix with a group of different people at the dinner table. And just picking at least one meaningful conversation, because of course you're there, because as things keep going and evolving in that relationship, if it leads to marriage and long-term partnership, well, it's basically two families marrying each other, so essentially. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
And it's one of those things I know sometimes in Western culture we forget, whereas in Eastern cultures, like, so for example, in China, especially India in particular, in Muslim cultures in terms of with religion, that seems to be more prevalent, where it's almost coming from a, not as individual, it's almost more of a collective way of thinking, because especially in East Indian culture, there's in Toronto, there's places where they actually do speed dating, but it's actually the mothers of the sons who, because the men trust their mothers so much, they'll let them choose their bride for them. Wow. So there are some cultures, but in reality, in some ways in our Western culture, it is really marrying the family, depending on what his relationships or her relationships, listeners out there, because of course it's men and women, you're marrying mm-hmm. those families, and it is different, and just trying to understand the aspects, the dysfunction that's going on, the positives, where are the links, where are the relationships, what's the history going on, and just trying to assess and just kind of breathe.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, too, because in this particular case, his family was Italian, which is an interesting combination because I happen to be vegetarian, and his Easter dinner was rather meat-heavy. And the other thing that is that I also don't drink alcohol, so an Italian dinner is also served with red wine.
Right.
So his poor grandmother just about had an aneurysm when she found out I was vegetarian. And then chopping it off with not drinking your alcohol. I did put ginger ale in a wine glass. I thought it might fool her, but it didn't quite work. So the poor girl. So I figured, like, my last chance with that was to come back to the Canucks. It'll be, like, the cultural bridge. If I can prove myself a Canucks fan, I can be accepted by this family.
And how did it go? What was your feedback at the end of this all?
Yeah, it seemed to go well.
Have you been back?
Good question. What I've been, my technique now is I bake him cookies and send them to his family so they can sample.
That's smart.
And kind of get on his grandmother's good side by feeding her baking. We'll see if that works.
That's quite good. You should make little Canuck cookies and send them to her.
Actually, you could do that and actually decorate them, which could be really interesting. Mm. And I think that's important, too, that there are different ways of saying I love you to people. That's really important in terms of communication. And one of them, which is what you're doing, is actually acts of service or gifts, which I think is important because it's a way of expressing. And it's important in regards to when we get into relationships, whether or not we're just meeting somebody for the first time. Sometimes it can be difficult to figure out what those are, and it takes time because you meet somebody, the hormones are going, and their oxytocin level is really, really, really high because you've got the honeymoon period. And as that starts to go and just kind of levels out a little bit and you're going into the main meat of the relationship, it's really important to just really get that sense of how do they communicate best. Are acts of service the way you need to declare in terms of love? Things like there's words of acknowledgement, there are gifts, there's physicality. And there's quality time. And usually mm-hmm. most people have one or two. And the easiest way to find out what it is see what kind of gifts they give you. And sometimes it can be something simple, like where he might come over and paint your house for you. Mm-hmm. Which, if that's the case, that might be that his thing is gifts of service, which for somebody like that, finding out what works for him. So it might be helping fix his car might be something really great.
Right.
Or making him a meal. That might be something that he's going to value big time. Whereas for somebody else, the red roses might be the absolute essence for that woman, where it's like a wow, because gifts are, and roses in particular, something that she really likes. Whereas words of acknowledgement, where you're writing like little letters to somebody, can be something. So all those things are really important, and trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And you can be really creative with stuff as you're getting to know people, both in terms of the relational as well, and really paying attention as you get to know somebody. And this goes with your friendships as well, where mm-hmm. it's like, how do your friends, where sometimes you've got that friend who always gives you the exact right gift. That person's way of of expressing love is probably their personal language. Love language is probably gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Cracker Chapman has a wonderful book about all that stuff as well, where he goes into a lot more detail. But there is a quiz you can actually take online if you Google love languages, and it will actually ask you some random questions and you can figure it out.
Oh, neat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's really important. Moving forward in terms of the Canucks, Vancouver is huge. Right now, thankfully, we're winning, so this is good. But God forbid, and I almost don't want to say it, even though I know it's a radio show and we want to make this well-rounded, we're living off the highs of it. How do we survive in regards to if we lose a game or anything like that? Because we really do feel it. As one of my neighbors said quite recently when my partner and I were over there, and I was there with the three men, these guys were actually quite vocal about it all the way through, which was interesting and very, very excited. Where one of them described it as his soap opera that he gets to tune into every year,
mm-hmm.
where this is what makes him feel good. And I think, Cindy, you have something to share.
I hate it when the last minute they win, like the first and second period they lose, third period they win. It's so stupid. Everybody's cheering and... It's a stupid game. It's a game, you know what I mean?
I think I used to be like that because I was more of a hockey widow for a very long time, but now that I've got... I've actually slowly developed a new appreciation for it in the last few years. And now I like it. It kind of reminds me of if I was reading Sid Field's... he's got a lot of books on how to write a screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the formula where even if you think of something like... what's that series, Star Wars, where like you think that the guy dies almost at the end, and then of course, yay, he comes back to life. It kind of reminds me of that, where it's like, oh gosh, we're going to go into overtime, we're going to lose, and then all of a sudden, 18.5 seconds, yeah, where it's kind of like the happy ending, and I have to say, I like happy endings. I think,
yes.
I know it's a very Hollywood of me to say that, but.
Well, it's so much fun for the city,
mm-hmm.
and, it's fun for the diehard fans, and it's fun for the fans like me who get on board sixth or seventh or first or second game to the end. Mm-hmm. So,
no, it's true because I know there's some of us who watch it all through the season, which my partner does that. But our compromise with that is for the diehard games, he can go and hang out with his buddies for that. But a lot of times we'll compromise where we'll make a meal, and
that's nice.
And we make it a date thing where he actually does talk to me. I just make sure that he's facing the television if we're at a restaurant. Or what we'll do is we'll actually make a random picnic in bed where we'll actually go pick up some really good cheeses, some snacks. Although, granted, the last week it was peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with the crust cut off and just really simple. But we'll do just like a little picnic so it feels sort of romantic in its own way.
Uh-huh.
It's like you said, Dixie, earlier, sometimes like you're referring to your ex-boyfriend where...
Uh-huh.
There are times where they're really glued to the game, but they just want to spend time with us.
For sure, yeah.
And to them, they don't measure it the way we do in terms of how way men measure love and spending time. To them, it's like, well, we're together, so it's time spent together.
Yeah.
So to them, it's really good because men don't have as many friends in general. Some men do. But most men, usually women, tend to relate more. We're more mm-hmm. relational in a lot of ways than mm-hmm. the men are. And so when they choose a woman as their girlfriend, it's a really big deal. It's a huge deal because it's somebody that they trust they're relating to and talking a lot about things that they don't always, even though as much as sometimes we try and turn them into our girlfriends, they're not. They're pretty special in their own ways.
Yes.
Which we have to honor and respect that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Special being the key word. Very special.
I think it depends on the relationship.
No, so. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Yeah.
I know from my partner, he always jokes that I'm the raging yin to his raging yang. So together we actually balance each other out.
That's
which I really like. We're going to take a really quick short break, and when we get back, we are going to be talking a little bit more, some nice hot points in terms of survival in case we get a little bit of a blue funk in regards to the game. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. We will be right back very shortly. Yay. I'm going to play an ad, actually, that I haven't played for a long time.
Dignity, respect, beauty, self-worth, safety, confidence, choice, hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the first day of through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers. Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful. I think I was blind before I met you.
Sexual Assault Support Center offers support services to survivors of sexual assault and other forms of violence, as well as their friends, family members, and partners. They are committed to education and the support of students, staff, faculty, and visitors of all genders. They offer counseling, accompaniments, information, and referrals. They also facilitate specialized workshops and training sessions, develop public education campaigns, and hold special events related to anti-violence work. All services are free and confidential. For more information on programs and services or on volunteer opportunities, visit their website, www.ams.ubc.ca/SASC.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
The Pendulum Restaurant, your source for fresh dishes made in-house. The Pendulum boasts a large selection of vegan dishes, a comfortable atmosphere, and tasty breakfasts. On sunny days, you can also enjoy the licensed patio. Conveniently located next to the pit, the Pendulum is open 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. Hey, as far as I'm to bed.
AMS Connect is a brand new service that offers a variety of ways for you to get connected to your campus, your city, and your world. We provide online listings of local volunteer opportunities and internship placements that allow you to gain valuable job experience and explore your passions outside of the classroom. The Connect office also facilitates volunteer placements abroad. Do stuff, get involved. For more information, call 604-822-9268 or you can go to their website at www.ams.ubc.ca/vex.
Sexy in Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR.
And we are back in Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. So, if you are just joining us now, we've been talking about Canuck love and networking and a lot of other things in regards to the meet, the dealing with online dating, and meeting the parents. And now we've also talked about love languages and how you can take care of yourself, because sometimes the city gets really blue, especially how rainy it gets here, and especially during just this season with, so far we're doing really well with the Canucks, but we want to make sure we stay good and stay healthy. So there's some tips that we want to make sure that we are get to Karas. We've been doing some lots of chatting. I've got three wonderful guests in my house right now. And I've got 20-something, 30-something, and 40-something all in this room. Lots of estrogen here, which is great. And with that, in case you're just joining us right now, I've got Dixie Benson, I've got Amanda Rader, and I've got Cindy Washington in-house right now. So regardless with everything, for the last minute, for the last 10 minutes of the show, we're going to just give some tips in regards to taking care of yourself, taking care of your family, so you don't end up being a hockey widow and being all miserable and grumpy, especially if they start doing badly. But I'm afraid to say that because I don't want to jinx us, because we're doing
got to
really
knock
awesome.
On wood.
Yes. We're all knocking on wood. Can everybody hear that knocking? We're knocking really hard because you knucker Canuckers, we love you. So we want to win. So in regards to just being strong and steady, what are some things that we can do in regards to just keeping it up, keeping it healthy? Some of the things that we can do are, just realizing, as Cindy mentioned earlier, it is just a game, which can be really hard because it does start to feel like a soap opera where we feel that we know these players really, really well. We are living in one of those worlds where it's, and especially with Twitter, where we've got people on the Canucks feed where they're talking to us on a regular basis and really engaging us. And we really care what happens. So with that, so we don't end up with a riot like we did in 1994.
Oh, that was awful. Remember all the smashed doors on Robson and...
Oh, yeah.
I think somebody climbed a telephone pole or something. I remember somebody climbed across a wire, an electric wire or something, and fell. I don't know.
There were a lot of things. I know there was a lot of... I want to say tear gas, but
maybe
that's the right thing. I know that the police were spraying people.
Yes.
My boss at the time, because I was working at the Century Plaza Hotel, actually got hit in the face. And
oh, wow.
I'm trying to remember what that spray is in the face, the almost like mace.
Like a pepper spray.
Pepper spray. Thank you. That's what it was, not tear gas.
I knew that mustard gas. They bring out the mustard gas.
I knew that wasn't quite right. But in regards to that, number one, be respectful. Number two, just appreciate that this is really, really, really high stakes, and it's really exciting. And try not to, just to cry and breathe through it, and realizing that it is a game, and it is something to talk about. And feel free to talk about it. Don't over talk about it either, though. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. I know there's a lot of girls who are going to the spa and actually getting Canuck nails right now.
Oh, yeah.
Some people have actually been getting Canuck tattoos, which I thought was interesting as well.
What about the bikini line thingy?
We'd probably have to call Sugarbox in regards to that in Yaletown and see what they're doing.
I'm sure there's something going on, like a hockey stick or something.
I'm sure they probably have something. It could be really interesting. We might have to actually get them to email in pictures, perhaps, of different types of things they could do, which could be really interesting. But I think there are a lot of things you can do. I think the simplest, of course, is face painting.
Mm-hmm.
And having some fun. But in regards to that, remembering it's just to celebrate. And I think that's the big key thing. Summer's coming, which I think keeps us in a lighter mood in general. But again, making sure we're breathing, journaling. If you do need to talk to somebody, making sure you're getting writing, you're getting your fitness, not being totally married to the television. So still keep doing things that you do, making sure you're connecting with friends and family and not overindulging in drugs and alcohol as well.
And the occasional streak is good after you paint yourself blue.
That could be really interesting. Very, very interesting. So I am hoping that we continue to do really, really well in the series. And I want to thank you ladies for coming in.
Thank you. It was fun.
You're welcome. So what's next? If you could wave a magic wand and the Canucks won, what would you like people to take away from this in Vancouver?
Well, I think have a great time. Be safe. If we don't win, you know what? It's a game. And I think we have to be happy for the other team as well.
Mm-hmm. I love how it brings us all together, too, that there's so much pride in the city and
yes.
the slogans that we are all Canucks are pretty true.
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. It's definitely got that Olympic spirit, the same kind of spirit that was present at the Olympics, so that's really nice.
That's true. I'm hoping that Vancouver won't continue our reputation as a no-fun city, which mm-hmm. hopefully through this that... And I've never really thought of Vancouver as a no-fun city. Maybe it's because born and raised here that I've always thought that it has a lot. I just think it's in pockets where it wasn't always obvious and you really need to be in the know to know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think life is what you make it as well. And mm-hmm. I hope in regards to the takeaways that we get that it is that sense of community. I think you're right, Amanda. It's really important that that we continue that sense of community. We continue just to celebrate, because life is a great gift, and it's really important to continue to do that. And last but not least, about the tip in regards to drinking and driving, drinking mm-hmm. and overdoing it, just being really aware if you are meeting people, say somebody tries to approach you, whether it's male or female, trying to pick you up at the bar, realizing that and trying to be respectful to everybody. It doesn't mean like have somebody maul you if they have been drinking too much and are being really rude and aggressive. But what I do mean by that is to be respectful, because even if that person isn't the right person for you, perhaps they know somebody who may actually be the right person for you.
Maybe Luongo.
Is he single?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
I'll look it up.
I would be very curious in regards mm-hmm. to that. So I'm sure we can probably Google it, or perhaps one of our Twitter followers might be able to tweet us and let us know. Because
mm-hmm.
If you're not following us, we're at Sexy in Van City on Twitter, which is great. And everyone, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And I'm looking forward to the next game, which will be very exciting. And we'll see. I know already on the cover of, I'm trying to remember if it was 24 Hours or if it was the Metro, but there was somebody who had actually made a Canuck dress. So we'll see in terms of the fashionistas in town what else is coming out. And of course, a jersey is always great.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone out there, have a wonderful night and enjoy this festive hockey season. And ladies, thank you for being on the show tonight. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. And up next is Hans von Klaus's Misery Hour. He is a very sexy man to be miserable with. He will be guiding us through the wee hours with his ambient music and his super hot voice. And I can't wait to see whatever shoes he's got on. He has a better shoe collection than I have, actually, which is truly incredible, because I've got a pretty good shoe collection.
Yeah, you do.
And with that, on that note, I'm actually selling a whole bunch of my shoes to raise money for Beauty Night Society. We're doing a big garage sale for a friend of mine's apartment complex, so I'm going to be bringing over some of our shoes over at 13th, actually, on the weekend, on the Saturday, and then on Sunday we are actually going to have a booth. I'll actually be at the Beauty Night booth giving massages by donation to raise money as well at Love Vancouver, which is in the Olympic Village, which I think is really important because that's an area that is not very well populated yet, and it is actually really cool. So I think it's really lovely. It's going to be an eco festival, and that's going on Sunday from, I believe, 11 to 6. So I hope you get a chance to come out and check us out. Come say hi at the booth, and I'll be there, be Ms. Personality, which I'm quite excited about, and there'll be some great people there. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio, 101.9 FM, CITR. Until next week, we will be back at the sexy hour of 10 o'clock. Goodbye. And I'm having technical difficulties getting a next ad. Oh no, we are. Here we go.